This is arguably one of the nicest weathered years of the great State Fair of Texas. And that'll lead off our Texas topics here. As last week of the great State Fair, weather, beautiful, going to continue that way. And Mark Phillips actually sent us this note, too. And it's been an interesting year reporting-wise for the State Fair. Is it too expensive? Okay. Is attendance really down?
It's got opinions.
And then the coupons, or coupons, have gone from 50 cents to a dollar. That has been pointed out. That doesn't mean the price is doubled. It just means you would get less coupons for your money. So the price doubled, but that doesn't mean that everything's going to cost twice as much.
Right. It's math.
And that is why I'm pretty happy that Sesame Street was at the State Fair this past weekend, too.
Aww.
That's right, because if anybody can help us with math, the count
one,
is the only one there.
Two,
he was actually in charge of buying all the coupons for everybody. No, they were out there last weekend. Elmo was pestering Big Tex, of course, and really the star was Cookie Monster. And they posted social media of all the things that Cookie Monster ate. At the State Fair. And now, of course, with it being twice as much, but not cost twice, he's now having to work as a carny to pay off his debts.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Yeah, that's,
oh,
that's
interesting.
Yeah, he'll be there for all week long.
So it is an exciting weekend for the State Fair of Texas as the Clasico soccer match will be taking place this Saturday at 4.
Olé.
The Dallas Trinity FC and Club America Femenil will be taking the field at the Cotton Ball.
Perhaps Bowl. Cotton Bowl.
Bowl. Yeah, sorry.
That's right.
It's
all right. Okay.
Perhaps almost as exciting will be the competitive eating during halftime, which is a sport of its own.
Yes.
And
yes.
Superstar.
Yes.
The GOAT.
Yes.
Joey Chestnut.
I know.
On hand.
This is great.
Now, no word on what he'll be ingesting, but speculation. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Like four different items. Crab and mozzarella arancinis.
Weird.
The Cookie Chaos milkshakes.
Okay.
Headache. Chilling Thrill Delights. Or a mystery item. Now, speaking of the coupons and liking to save money.
Yeah.
The tickets for this start at $27 and include the State Fair admission. While the State Fair admission is $29. And so you do... You do the math.
I'd like to see Joey Chestnut go after Fletcher Corny Dogs. These sticks would be problematic. Maybe they did stick them before, you know, to keep them going there. But I hope he's made a lot of money over the years, because you know how many coupons this is going to...
This is not going to cheat. No way.
That's right. Well, they are riding high. The Texans of Tarleton State, number 3 still in the national rankings. And it is Hoco Week down there. In the Ville, of course, the lighting of the smokestack, all that good stuff coming up. The parade on Saturday, and great. They have so many traditions. They have the snake dance, of course, leading up to the bonfire. And this year, after the parade, it will be the unveiling of the new statue honoring the beloved Purple Pooh.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be in Heritage Park following the homecoming parade. The Purple Pooh. If you're not familiar, that is the oldest spirit organization, technically, in Texas collegiate history. It's a secret group formed in the 20s. So you got the Peppers, that's the guys, and then you got the Sisters, that's the girls. And there's 20 of them total, 10-10. And they're all anonymous until the end of the year. And they promote all these things, and there's fundraising and stuff like that. So,
boy.
Yeah. And that's also why there are ducks involved this week. It's a lot going on in Stephenville this week.
I've got a gal for a duck.
Not the least of which, the Purple Poo. There it is. It's one of the mysteries of America.
Hello, Jefferson. What are you doing out there? Well, it's now home to the Texas Bigfoot Conference this weekend. Starts on the 17th.
Yes.
It was for one day and 19 hours.
Yeah.
It's very serious. Fans of the mysterious beast will be sharing stories and evidence of their sightings. There will be special speakers, meet and greets with the experts, which includes a dinner, So it's like M-E-A-T, meet and greet.
Ah.
There's humor. That's Bigfoot and Sasquatch humor.
That is good.
You can get in for just $52. And I was looking at the website.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. They're very, very serious.
Yeah.
Some think it's just for the Pacific Northwest.
No.
No way. Yeah. Uh-uh. They are all over North America.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
It's going on this weekend.
There's no way Bigfoot is in Texas or ever has been. He would have been shot within 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And on somebody's hood above the mantle. Civic news around the area. It is it comes up every now and then, and they'll do it again here in a couple of weeks. The city council will debate whether they should rename White Settlement Road. They are building a bunch of stuff on it, though, and, you know, that's going to be on it. So that's coming up here. Annetta South is getting a new mayor. In fact, yesterday, Mayor Goolsbee was sworn in as the new mayor of Annetta South. The outgoing mayor, Mayor Charles Marsh. Some expect him to leave Annetta South and go to maybe Annetta North. Some reports have him moving to Annetta East.
Uh-huh.
I would not believe the ones that have purported Annetta West, as previously reported and purported. And then a new city in the Westoplex. This is coming up for a vote in Hood County a couple of weeks from now. It's all in response to the Bitcoin. So this community, Mitchell Bend, which is on Mitchell Bend Highway, is tired of nobody doing anything about it.
Good.
The sound of the Bitcoin mine.
Yes.
And the area. So they're saying we're just going to make our own city, and then we can make the rules.
A plus.
So that vote comes up here in a little bit. It would be Mitchell Bend. And, hey, I mean, we'll add it to the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour.
And then we can come out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
So what?
What?
Huh? That vote coming up in a couple of weeks.
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, they're going to meet if they can hear each other.
I can't see my family.
What?